Right now, the device looks like a GPS with a suction cup that talks to highways equipped with special transmitters along the route.
It beeps at you. There's also a text type of display.
Gabrielle Lasky at Tech's University Transportation Center.
It really has a high safety application.
In addition to 511 information, onboard cameras and sensors can tell you what's happening around you.
You get that additional time to react, to stop when the car in front of you stops quickly or tells you that a car's in your blind spot so you don't merge directly into it.
With only half a dozen vehicles and a couple of test beds, it's an early step towards a car that drives itself.
Yep, that's exactly correct. That's what we're trying to move toward.
The $3.5 million research project already has test tracks along I-66 in Fairfax and U.S. Route 29 and 50 in Southwest Virginia. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.